wanted to talk, which should tomorrow, hopefully, of an oil from the yeshiva, from the shul, coming to bake matzahs. So just a little bit, really not. If we wanted to give an in-depth share, it would take a very long time. Just things that we have to be nizer from, to realize, and I'm sure they'll remind us on the spot about the Afiyas matzahs. Then I'd like to talk about Bedikas Chametz, and especially this year, just a few of the variations that happened because the Erev Pesach is on Shabbos. Actually, Shabbos HaGadol is really Erev Pesach. So, the truth is, in terms of baking matzahs and baking our own matzahs, there happens to be a very, very big inyan in baking one's own matzahs for Pesach. Not only that, the Shulchan Aruch, it's not Simon Inyan, the Shulchan Aruch brings it. He brings the Rosh, and he says, HaRosh HaYimishtadel B'matzahs Mitzvah V'oymer Al HaSiyasa U'mezariz O'oyskim B'hem U'misayeya B'arichosam. He was mishtadel to stand b'shachti asiyas hamatzah, and he was oisik in it, and he helped in preparing it in its aricha. V'chein roi l'chol odom lasos. Everybody should do that. Li'tofel boy to be mitapel with his matzah ba'atzlo b'mitzvah. And the mefarshim explain that, of course, you understand that there's something called, we all know there's something called matzah shmurim. U'shmartim es hamatzos. Shmartim es hamatzos means that matzah has to be not only that there can't be a reyes or a shash that any chometz came into the matzah, but there's a mitzvah that has to be a shmira l'shem hamitzvah. That a person has to be shomer the matzah, and not only be shomer, shmartim es hamatzos, a person has to be shomer the matzah, not only just that there shouldn't be a shash chometz, but there should be an active watching of the process. And we know that the lechatchila, the active process should start shmurim mishas tzira, the evidence brought mishas chino. However, one, the grow is makpid, maril is makpid, that a person should have shmatim es hamatzos not only on the matzah's mitzvah of leil haseder. We all know that there are two chlokim to the matzah's mitzvah. There's the erev tofu matzahs, there's the chiyuv, the leil ha-pesach of the erev tofu matzahs, the yikum ba-aseh, where a person has to have a desired matzah, the leil ha-seder. But there's the rest of the yomtif, which pashtus, there is no chiyuv, most rishonim, there's no chiyuv to actually eat matzah the rest of Pesach. However, the chizkuni and the chizkuni is a rishon and the gra, all hold that every single kezayis matzah that a person eats on Pesach is yaitzis mekayim a mitzvah. It might not be a mitzvah chiyuvis, but it's a mitzvah chiyumis. In other words, I don't have a positive imperative to go eat the matzah, but when I eat the matzah, I'm mekayim a mitzvah of achilus matzah. So this is shmartim as a matzah, it goes into the matzah's mitzvah. This is a rosh ha'im esam v'un matzah's mitzvah v'ayman al tziyasa. He would stand there and be mezar as the oiskim should go, and it should be part of his asiyah, his yigiyah should go into the matzahs that he's being yaitz to the mitzvah with. So that's the Shulchan Aruch and Simin Tov Samach Sif Beis. If you look at the Mishnah Brewer brings Al Pi Kabbalah, he brings the Arizal. This is something, it's a fascinating thing, one could probably discuss this for a while. I'm just going to mention it. The Mishnah Brewer brings that a person should not only be matriach in asiyas hamitzvah, amatzis, but he should sweat. He should bring himself to actually sweat, be toiling in doing amatzis, because if a person is mighty zeya while he's baking matzis and making the matzis and marach the matzis, this is a tikkun on the chet hachomer, on the avayin hachomer that we don't have to describe it. This is a tikkun on that avera. So we find very, very big inyanim when it comes to shmartim es hamatzos, and it's a very, very big inyan that we should be doing, that for us to be doing this b'chabura. If you look in Simen Tafnun Tes, the Shulchan Aruch will discuss the different chumras that a person, the different difficulties that happen when a person is going to bake matzahs while a person is baking matzahs. And we're all familiar with 18-minute matzahs. If you look at the Shulchan Aruch, some tough new text, it says, Lo yanichu isa, a person should not leave a dough, beloy esek, without working the dough. without being Isaac in the dough, a filu rega echod, even for 1 second, the Chol's mansion is asking by a filu kol hayoyim, meikar adin, that if you're Isaac in the matzah all day, if you would be kneading the dough all day, it would never rust. It wouldn't rust. Right? As long as you've been Isaac in the dough, so the dough doesn't rust. A filu kol hayoyim, ena machnitz. Then hinicha beloy Isaac, if you leave it without working it. Now, working it doesn't only mean kneading it. Working it means when they pound it first and then they roll it, okay? Being menachirit, making holes in the matzah, okay? And of course, baking the matzah are all chlokim of working the dough. And it's interesting that the halacha talks very, very clearly that working part of the dough is not going to help you with the rest of the dough. When a person's lushed the dough, they have to be lushed the whole, every part of it, because if you leave a part of it that's not without Isaac, that part will rise. Okay? So it is a great difficulty, and one has to do this. If you leave the Isaac, shear mill, the shear of a mill, which we know, most pricing is shear of a mill, harichom. It's shear a mill, what does the Shulchan Aruch say? Habi revia shah is a quarter of an hour, which is 15 minutes. The chelik me esrim min hashah. And 1/20th of an hour. What's 1/20th of an hour? 3 minutes, that's 18 minutes. That's when we get 18 minutes. If you leave it that amount of time, it's going to become chametz. Now, that's if you leave it for 18 minutes without what? Without working at all, right? Now, why do they makbir? We're makbir b'chlal. We're makbir on 18 minutes total. From the pouring. In fact, hopefully they are. Most matzah bakers will not go over 15 minutes, right? Because the chashish that once you get past 15 minutes, you're going to get you might get close to 18 minutes. They won't even do that. So what's the real reason for that? I mean, the truth is, you're certainly a good part of the time you're being Isaac in it. So if you can tell me from the time of the pouring the water into the vat, okay, that you use to be megavel, right? The process that you can see, the process, of course, we all know there's something called mayim shalonu. Mayim shalonu, the water has to be water, just as it doesn't have to be our water, right? There's a famous story in the Gemara, Mevbez and Psachim, which shows that the people came, they heard the drasha, mayim shalonu, they all came to the Rav's house to get the water from him, his water to take the matzahs, but it means lono, means that it went overnight, because water, after it comes from the Naharis, it could be warm, and warm water is going to make the chemist process quicker. So the Gemara, the halach is that it has to rest overnight. Okay, it has to be mayim shelonu that rests. That water is taken and poured into the flour, and that flour from that process, from the point of pouring the water into the flour until the gevul process, where we put it into make it into a dough, until the lisha process, that whole thing until the baking of the matzah can't take more than 8. It should not take more than 8 minutes. Why we machmor on that? We machmor on that for a few reasons. One reason is, little pirurim could fall out. You know, when you lush the dough, little pieces could fall off that are not being, you're not being Isaac. And if those pieces never get, don't get worked on, so they'll create a chametz, and that chametz will last in the rest of the mix. Okay, that's one of the reasons. Another reason is there's a shittas habach, b'shem de riyaz, that says that any small amount of delay is mitzvah with any other small amount of delay. Any second, the regoyim of mitzvah is zulazu. So with machmir, just in case there are small little lapses, that they should end up being mitzvah. We don't want them to be mitzvah. Another reason is interesting. There's a Jewish some cipher that talks about how they used to make matzahs in between 2 to 3 minutes. From the pouring of the thing, they were so adept at it that it would go so quickly. So it could be that our Isaac, and this is one of the very strong reasons, our Isaac is not considered an Isaac. We need the dough, so we're not really being Isaac in the dough. It's not as much. Mainly, you have to make sure that it goes from the 18-minute process, it starts from the beginning to the end, that there's not a total process, a total time of more than 18 minutes, because it could be our Isaac is not definitive of what an Isaac really is. Now, there is also another halacha that is brought in Shulchan Aruch. It says once you start working on the dough, then you have a bigger problem. Once the achashin is asku b'batzik, when it's chami liyadayim, it gets heated up in your hands. In yanichulu b'loy esik miyad yachnitz, the lashon of Shulchan Aruch is it becomes chametz immediately. Okay, which is a lashon of Shuvas Harosh. Now, since it becomes chametz immediately, okay, you have a very, very big problem, because you leave it for 1 second without an esik, then you have a very younger brother who did it. So the Mishnah Berurah discusses how maybe Miyad is not Miyad. It's if you look at the halacha here, but a person has to rush as quickly as possible. The rush is sheep, the machmel, like the rush, they attack and bake one mass at a time. Because that way you sort of ensure that there's really no lapse, the cloud between anything and anything. I think those matzahs end up costing about $60 a pound. Okay, if you do one matzah, we're not doing that. But now, certain things that you have to. I have to be honest with everyone. I never really went with a chaburah. I went once a little bit. I never really went with a chaburah. I don't know what they're going to let us do. I don't know what they're not letting us do. It seems from the pictures in the yated, they're letting people do a lot of things. So I want to discuss just the things that the halacha brings that people have to be careful. People have to be careful about. I doubt they're going to let us need the dog, but lemaisa, we'll put the water together with the person when he's working with it is not allowed. I'm sure they're going to give us aprons, but there's, just to know in the halacha, the person is not allowed that his a person's clothing cannot touch anything. Because the clothing, the halacha says that semer heats up dough. And lamashal, they're not allowed to put the sacks of flour, they're not supposed to lay them one on top of the other. Because lay on top of the other, it can get heated up from the bottom and it can actually rise. It can actually become crumbs. So if the stuff touches wool, it could heat it up and cause it to rise. The person's watch, you shouldn't know where you watch. And this person's sleeves should rather wear short sleeves. I'm sure they're going to give us some sort of gloves to put on our hands, but if not, the person's nails should be cut. The person has to check that his hands are clean. The person has to check that his hands, he doesn't have any wound on his hand. Because dam, if it can be mighty dam has a din of meperis. Meperis with water is machmas niyad. So you have a problem with that. Also, a person working with the dough should work away from his body, because the closer it gets to his body, it can actually touch something on his body. In fact, somebody told me that his head, the sweat also is matmut. His head touched the pole on the way into they were bringing the matzah into the oven, and they threw everything out. They threw that whole thing out because his head might have sweat, and it would touch it and it would make it chametz. So these are things that we have to be careful. One has to be careful for and look out for. But it's really a very, very big inyan. And I know there are some people that feel I'd rather be simech on other people and be mesupik if it's kosher than do it myself and be bothered that it's possible that it's chametz. But I'm sure that we'll pull through and we'll do it the right way. I just wanted to mention before we talk about the b'dikas chametz, I wanted to mention an idea we talked about, a shmartem es hamatzos. It's actually a fascinating thing. Maral really points this out. What do we learn from Ushmatim as Hamatzis? Mitzvah Bali Yotcha. I'll talk to you instead of Ushmatim as Hamatzis, Ushmatim as Hamitzis. So it's a fascinating thing that we find in Chometz and in Matzah, we'll find that the Indian is Rizus. That a person should be Mizaris himself, so should have his Rizus for Mitzvahs. So the truth is, going and doing it yourself and being mitzvah b'al yotcha, al takin tzeh, al mitzvah b'yazim b'shluch, that all activates a process of zvizus within ourselves. But it's still a very interesting thought that, if you think about it, our picture of what zvizus is not what the Chazal is telling us. Chazal is telling us something over here. Why does Chazal tell us about zvizus in Matzah, in Chometz? Mitzvah b'al yotcha, al takin tzeh. So our concept of zvizus is that zvizus is a cherry on top. If I go and I'm doing a mitzvah, and I go and I do the mitzvah with a little bit of alacrity, and I have a jump in my step, and I'm doing the mitzvah, you know, I wake up early to do the mitzvah. A person thinks that's like I did the mitzvah better. But if you think about it, that's not what Chazal is telling you. Is something totally different. Ushmartem es hamatzos. What happens if you're not sharing with the matzos? What happens to the matzah? It becomes chametz. So, without the shmirah of matzahs, the matzah becomes chametz. It's a different thing. Without a mitzvah, without zrizus, a mitzvah is a different seer of a mitzvah. It's a difference between chametz and matzah. The difference between something becoming chametz and matzah. It's a whole different picture. So a mitzvah, its reason is that that's what Chazal is trying to tell us with Ushmartim is a matzah. Ushmartim is a mitzvah, mitzvah of Yod Tatat Mitzvah. So it's one of the things that a person can realize, you know, Pesach is a yomtiv that has to, we have to almost take stock of ourselves. We're going to talk about the bedikah of cleansing our homes. There's a famous story with the Badishev, the Levi Yitzchak Badishev. He was walking around in the street and he went to the seedy part of town, to the Goyisha town, on Erev Pesach, after 6 hours. And he walks over to a guy. You have all these people in lower Manhattan that they sell watches. You know, they sell watches that they sell Rolex differently. You know, they try to sell you the night, right? And he asks the person. He says, "Does he have a certain?" And he goes over to the person. He says, "Do you have certain contraband? You know, things that you're not allowed. The deceased doesn't allow you to have." So the guy whispers, "Yeah, I have." I have some, you know, meet me here and there. And he goes to the Jewish ghetto. He goes into the town. He goes over to a Yid and he says, "A Yid, maybe you have some chametz in the house." It's Rebbe. And a place of chesed shay shayis, I should have chametz in my house. How could you even think I asked you? But the Jew picked up his hands and he said, "Eibishta, me kam chi yisrael. The Caesar is so powerful, he's so strong. He has an army that he can conquer. If he found the contraband in this person, this guy's house, he'd kill him in a second. And still, there's contraband in his house." The Eibishter says, "Tashbisus army, but the Achbiyamish Tashbisus army in heaven. There's no police, there's no army, there's no army, it's nothing." And a Yid wouldn't even think of having chametz in his house. Nika Amchi Yisrael. That's a person approaches Pesach that way. I know that when people, you know, people's picture of Pesach may be going away and this and that, but a person still has to have the process, realize that bedikas chametz and cleansing is a very, very big chelik of the mitzvah, very big chelik of the yomtiv, not only in a physical way, but in a metaphysical way. A person has to realize a person has to be baidik himself. He's being baidik what, you know, the chametz he has within himself. And that's in bedikas chametz. But nushmaitim is hamatzas, even if we're going away, even if we're not working so hard in Badika, basically have who knows how many clean ladies and this and that, whatever it is. Right? But even if a person doesn't put in the matzahs and the zrizas for baking matzahs, that's practice something that a person has to take stock in also. Where is his zrizas and his mitzvahs? Where is his alacrity in being the kind, the rotzon of HaKadosh Baruch? And the truth is that that's a... There's a Meshech Chochma in Parshas Boy, before we get to some halachas here. The Meshech Chochma in Parshas Boy, he says a very interesting thing. He says that we know that except for the Gra and the Cheskuni we mentioned, a person doesn't really need Matzah Shmura for the rest of Pesach. He only needs it for Berach Tefu Matzah. What's the pshat? Why the rest of Pesach you don't need Shmura? But the first night you need Shmur, because the first night is Matzah's Mitzvah. But Shmur is also for what? That it shouldn't be Chametz. Right? So we said there's two Chlokim for Shmur. There's the Chalak for Shmur, which has yet to make sure it's not Chametz. And also there has to be a L'Shem Matzah. There has to be a L'Shem Matzah's Mitzvah. But there's another, there's the Meshach Mortar title like this. So Lamai said it's Al-Pi Roiv, right? Al-Pi Roiv. It's not going to be Chametz. Yeah? But there's another thing. Roiv works when it comes to Yisur. Roiv, you're not going to be over the Yisur of Chametz. But Roiv is not going to help you to be Mekai in the midst of Berev Techu Matzahs. That's what the Meshech Chochma wants. Meshech Chochma wants to say, you're not going to be Samech on a Roiv. For Berev Techu Matzahs, we're not Samech on a Roiv. For the key in Mitzvah Seh, there's a big difference between a Loisa Seh and a Seh. A Loisa Seh is the chat, don't transgress. Right? That's Yir, being afraid of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. A Seh is Ava, is love. The love for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we're not Samech on a Roiv. That's what the Ramban says, that Esed Derech HaLoisa said. Because Ava is Derech HaYir, right? But Ava is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So the truth is that in Pesach we have both these things. We have the fact that we shouldn't have the Chametz, and we have the fact that we Shmartzim as a Matzah. The Ava of HaKadosh Baruch Hu will be Mizaris ourselves in the midst of Matzah. Okay? So this year, our Bedikas Chametz is going to be a day earlier. It's not going to be the evening of the 14th. It's actually going to be the evening of the 13th. And that, of course, is because one cannot be Bedik Chametz on Friday night. If you need Ma'or Haner, and beer Chametz would be kind of difficult on Shabbos. So what we do is we bite the chametz on the night of the 13th, which would be Thursday night this night. Of course, the Tanis Bechayim is also on Thursday. Is going to be on Thursday morning this year. Of course, the only Tanis that we have on Friday throughout the year is which Tanis? It's our potatoes. So it's only for falls out that day, but we're not going to be macked in Tanis Bechayim. Now, and the same halacha supply for that. Lemaisa legabe, if a person is actually fasting, which I don't think is nageya to anyone over here, if a person is fasting, one could be tayim before the bedika if a person is weaker. But I think most people are going to try to get to some sort of a sudas mitzvah, either a bris or a siyim. So that's one thing. The second thing, the second thing is that the bedika is going to be earlier. Now, the bedika being earlier, but it does have a din of a bedika bizman, which means like this. Normal, a person, this is very, very okay, especially those people that are going away, or people that are leaving to their in-laws, b'chulei. Normally, the bedika is usually on Leil Yad Yudala. That's the only bedika that one makes a bracha on, the bedika of Leil Yudala. Tonight, this year, that bedika comes out Leil Yud Yomar. And that's also, the person's going to make a bracha on that bedika. What happens when a person is leaving? He's going to Florida, he's going to Lugano, he's going to... You go to Switzerland, is he? No, Lugano is in Italy. There's two sides.
Lugano is in Switzerland.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I'm sorry. So where is it?
Portugal.
Okay. So a person goes away. The halacha is like this. If a farisha yaitz is there, if a person leaves his house within 30 days before Pesach, okay, a person has to make a bedikah, right? Because already 30 days before Pesach, a person has to be worried about Pesach. So a person has to make a bedikah. That bedikah does not require a bracha, okay? Now, if a person is leaving his house before the bedikah, before this month, if a person is going away, the place is going away Friday, he's going to be somewhere, so he's mechuyav to make a bedikah Thursday night. He makes the bedikah Thursday night, and he checks all the mechaimus that he's required to check, which we'll go through, and he does his bittul chametz on Thursday night. Bittul chametz is not beer chametz. Burning the chametz on Friday morning is done, okay? And we do it, so it's stachak, we do it as we would do it during a regular year, even though we're going to leave all the chametz on Shabbos, for Shabbos, right? Because you can have Lecha Mishnah, and most people are noyik and should be noyik to eat lechem mishnah on Shabbos, certainly for the first two meals, and preferably for the third meal. And what he's leaving over for Shabbos, which is chametz, he's not being mevatel. And really, he doesn't have to be mevatel. Real bittul has to be done before the zman iser. The zman iser this year is going to be on Shabbos. So that is why the person is going to have to do his actual kol chamira, the second kol chamira. The first kol chamira after the bedika is being mevatel that chametz which he has not found, which he has found, which is not found. But the chametz in the second bittul is being mevatel all chametz. Okay, that he's not doing Friday. It doesn't make sense to do that Friday because he's leaving all the chametz for Shabbos. Right? When does he do that? He does that Shabbos morning. But we try to do the beer before this man, what would be this man iser, right? Would be this man iser in a normal year, even though this man iser is really a day later. Now, that's if a person is going away, what he should do is he could bring his chametz, he could burn his chametz here, he could bring his chametz wherever he's going, and that's fine. Let's say a person is going away. So normally, what a person would have to do, and if a person in the spirit of the yom tov to clean his house and make sure his house is chametz free, and put his chametz away, and make a bedika before he leaves. Let's say he's leaving Monday night, Tuesday night, Wednesday night, whatever it is. Okay. If that is very difficult, and part of the reason to go away is because that is very difficult. Okay. So therefore, a person there's something. Of course, we know that mechira is chametz, but a person does mechira is chametz. So the mechira, what the mechira does is the mechira makes it that the chametz and the makam that the chametz is in is the Gaius. So there's no Chiyuv Bedika in those places. Okay. Now, there's a big machlokes between the Chasam Sofer and other Achronim. Let's say I'm going to sell my chametz. Normally, when is the Mechira done? The Mechira is done prior to the Zman Nisr. Okay, we do the Mechira, it's always like a rush, or after the Mechira at the Gaon, and then have to run and burn the chametz, right? You have to make sure you get the Zman. Okay, but the problem is, if you're doing the Mechira before the Zman Nisr, when was the Chiyuv Bedika? The night before. If the Chiyuv Bedika is the night before, so you still have the Chiyuv Bedika because you're selling the chametz only tomorrow. So up to some sort of, yeah, but when this Zmanisa comes, it's not going to be my chametz. Since I'm planning on selling it to the guy anyway, right? So I don't have a Chiyuv Bedika the night before. Right? In other words, this Thursday night, if I know I'm selling my chametz on Friday, what am I being invited for? I mean, I'm selling it to the guy. That's the some sort of. Many have random hold, that's what you're doing on Friday. It's Friday. But Thursday night, you haven't done it yet. So you will put you in the Bedika. Therefore, that's one of the reasons that there's such a thing called a Mechiras Yud Gimel in a normal year, which for this year would be a Mechiras Yud Beis. Which means you make the Mechira prior to the Chiyuv Bedika in Michal. Okay? So, if a person is going away, let's say the Mashal is here Tuesday, right? So if he's making a sale and the sale is going to be Chal on Thursday afternoon, so on Thursday night, which is the real Zman HaBedika, it's not going to be his chametz anymore. It's not going to be his rais anymore. Therefore, even if he leaves on Wednesday or he leaves on Tuesday, when the Chiyuv Bedika really starts, in other words, even though I'm leaving today, so the Chiyuv Bedika should start me, but the only reason why my Chiyuv starts on Tuesday when I leave is because when the regular Chiyuv Bedika is going to come, it's going to be mine. But the regular Chiyuv Bedika is not here, it's not going to be mine, I'm not going to be Mechiyuv. That is one of the reasons that we make an early Mechira. Normally there's other reasons to make an early Mechira, because Lamashal, if you go to Portugal, or Lugano, or the Italian side of Lugano, which I still don't know what it is, I'm not sure I'll get it out of him. But Lamaisa, when we're selling chametz in New York, it's already after the Zman Nisr in Italy, or in Eretz Yisrael, right? So you have a very big problem, because you can't sell chametz that's not yours. That's yours when it's not yours anymore, because after the Zman Nisr, it's also by now. That's another reason why we said we'd be doing Mechira early, because we go to Eretz Yisrael, but we are going to the East. So that's another reason to do it. And that's something that we do. Now.
So we do, what doesn't call for Mira cover that?
So the two Chiyuv, there's a Chiyuv Bedikin, there's a Chiyuv Bedikin. The Gemara says like this.
Well, you did a Bedikin before you left.
So then why are you selling your chametz?
I don't know.
No, so we sell chametz. We sell the chametz anyway, just in case.
Right, so it just goes wrong. You don't have to do it. You can
do it. No, because if
I did a Bedikin, I did
it. As much as you do.
What am I selling?
So the truth is that the people sell the police in Canaan, they sell things that maybe a little, you see, the Ran says, it's a very strong point, because the Rabbi says, someone doesn't really keep chametz ban. First of all, you might be keeping chametz, you're not being invited. You don't have any chametz. If someone sells chametz, that is a mini b'chlal, not to sell chametz gomer. What?
What's
kochamir? You're not about to sell chametz. Let's say you have chametz in your pantry. Yeah. And you're selling it. You're not doing chachamim. You're being about chametz that's yours. You're selling that chametz.
Right.
So how you can sell that chametz?
I don't sell it. I'm still covering chachamim.
No, no, no.
Why not?
Unless you. No, you can't do that. Then you have to sell it to the guy.
If you don't sell it, why is Bokhamir not talking to you? Because the truth is
that to be Mavakal of Chametz, first of all, Bittal of Chametz you do is not so
great. Right?
So straps is something that should be sold.
That would be doing.
Right? The fact is like this. Okay. You're not really being Mavakal anyway. Hello?
You're not really being.
Bittal means that you really don't want it. If you're keeping it open, you're keeping it open. Okay? Bittal is not going to work on that from the Chametz. Good question of a piece of Chametz. The Gemara says, maybe you'll find the Gluski Yafiyafiyah, that you have in mind to be Mavakal. But if you're keeping a thing of schnapps, you're keeping Chveis, you're keeping other types of Chametz, it's not going to work. So you're trying to sell it. What? Schnapps is a big machlokes if it's your Chametz or Terubis Chametz. It's a very big machlokes. The truth is that you know, the Rashi is the minute. The place where selling of chametz came from was from distilleries. That's really the original, because it was a tremendous loss of money for the distillery.
The whiskey itself.
That's the. So the truth is that, Lamashal, you have other times of the chlal, when it comes to places that didn't really sell the funds, was signed with a lot on those affairs, that it's only Tarubis, Lugabe, Ilugabe, Lamashal buying seed rooms and things like that that really are Jewish owned. But that's really the end of it. So you have to sell the chametz. If you don't sell that chametz, you first of all, if you have chametz, then you're over by your rabbi, you must have a second you have it. Okay? Because your bittul taka doesn't cover chametz that you intended to sell. Okay. That's that. Now, in terms of bedikah, a person is mechuyev to be baidik when Tzeis HaKavim starts. Immediately when Tzeis HaKavim starts, you're not supposed to eat. When it's not supposed to eat, one shouldn't even be toying once this man starts. Okay, now, the minig of putting out 10 pirurim of that 10 petitim of chametz is a minig al pi kabbalah, even though the Rambam says one really doesn't need it, because one of the reasons that's given is because you shouldn't come to the brachal of atala. But the point is, you're looking for chametz. If you'll find chametz, you'll destroy it. If you don't find chametz, you won't destroy it. But it is al pi kabbalah. There is a shmooze whether if a person is being baidik before this man of actual bedika, as he mechuyev to put out, is there such a minik to put out 10 petitim? Most hold that one does not have to, and there's really no inyan to do that.
You're making a kiyum of bracha
It's on beer chametz. It's in the process of beer chametz. It's on the process of searching for the chametz to destroy it. If you don't find chametz, you don't destroy it. No, it's on the ma'aseh. It's a chelik of the ma'aseh. What do you mean?
What other bracha do we have on the ma'aseh?
On ma'aseh?
Doing nothing.
What do you mean doing nothing?
Bedika
means looking for chametz. Doesn't mean looking and finding chametz. It's looking for chametz. That's the process of beer. That's the process of destroying your chametz. In fact, by the way, this bracha, a person should have in mind that this bracha is going on his burning of the chametz too, because it's al beer chametz. It's the beginning of the process of the beer chametz. Okay. Now, there is a whole schmooze about using a flashlight or using b'chal electricity. Okay. There's a very big schmooze. I discussed this a few years ago. The minute is, the best way to do this is to start with a candle, okay? But very quickly after the candle, it's much more effective to use a pen light, a flashlight. It's much easier to use, and it's much safer to use, okay? Do not send children with a candle around the house, okay? It's probably busted to do
what's
that.
What's the whole thing
about
a candle?
What
are you doing? So the truth is that the place can discuss, the later place can discuss, whether electricity b'chlal has a din of an eish, because we learned that it needs a ner, you learn from psukim. Right. So whatever has a din of a ner. But there's another shmooze. If it's a fluorescent light, it's not really a ner.
Sure.
Right. If it's an electric light, if it's a light with a filament, which most can't, the shadows like this, a big light, and this is not a good light, but standard incandescent bulb, okay, on one single ner, might shed more direct light. It might have a din of a torch. That's one issue. The other issue is that they go into chulam stuff, and the reason why we use a nair is because it can go into cracks and crevices. Going into cracks and crevices, the shaila is that a big light might not work. Now, there are those that say, it's a machlok is actually, the disciple used to turn the lights off, the shasta bedika, because he held the umashal, just like you don't have bedika during the day. So having the bedikah with big lights in the room is the light of the nair won't shed directly into the cracks and crevices. Person has to see what's easier for him to see. That's really what a person should do. You show me this one both ways. Now, in terms of pirurim, this is a very important halacha. The halacha about crumbs. Now the Gemara says crumbs are bottle. Pirurim are a mele batli. It's a Gemara. First Gemara. So the shaila is like this, but the ma'isa, there's an issue of maybe you'll come to eat it. Taisa says the reason why, even though we have bittul, why do you have to dika? Because you might come to eat it, right? Now perurim, you might come to eat. What's wrong with eating perurim of chametz?
On
Pesach, yeah. No, during the bedikah it's not a problem. There is an issue with Rabbi Yehuda Gemara, you know, debate discuss. If you're going to be biting after this ma'isa, you might come to eat the perurim. That's another story. Should be ready with being explaining your shaila that it was part of the kashir. You know, that's how to share some of that Torah. Okay, but lemaisa, So this, what is this really negate? So that needs to be a Shitas of Chazon Ish that holds that Pirurim need Bedika, not only because maybe you come together, he holds that the whole bias is Mitzara full of Pirurim. So if all the Pirurim come together, you'll have a Shir Kizayis. Now this, by the way, is a very big Chumrim. But where is it not a Chumrim?
Where is it?
It's basically, he holds that the bias is Mitzara full of Pirurim together. In your vacuum cleaner, in your vacuum cleaner bag, there is clearly a Tzir of Pirurim.
Why?
That's what you
have to do.
I said that that's a very big chumrah, but in your vacuum cleaner bag, it's not a chumrah, it's a lamaisa. Okay? Now, in Svarim, assuming that the Olam brings Svarim to the table on Shabbos about benches, if you want to go clean the benches, you put your benches away and sell them. Okay? Put them away and sell them.
What's the value of the benches?
The guy is using the chametz of the benches.
Wasn't there a talk of that they were already considered if it was in a keri versus if it's in a mayas?
That's the chiddush. The chazanish is saying that the whole bais ends up being zara for all the pirurim.
So, but the vacuum cleaner is
just. Why is it in the Israeli
sector?
Why are the sichim more with this? Why not? What's what the pirurim themselves or the chiddush?
A car has a din of keri or bais.
It's a chubba, it's really a chubba. But the real reason is because you might come to eat it. That, by many places, can mean. So when it comes to svarim, things you bring to the table, so you could find Purim in those svarim also. Now, so Me'ikar Adin, really, one should be biting all the svarim, especially the svarim that he brings to the table. What I do is, I sort of, any svarim that I bring to the table, I just put like they. There was one year where I partially bought a set of the Kreisky medals that I use only for Pesach. So I just, you know, but it closed, you know. Bereshit, even the whole, like, Hansa Shmeis is in Bereshit, that's what he took. Okay. There's so much to discuss. It's 9:29. If anybody has any specific questions, I would love to entertain any of them.
Can your wife be ex you with the.
Can your wife be late to you in Vedika?
She does.
So more discuss it. Nashima, the Nashima is the Rabban. Nashima, the
Nashima
is the Rabban. Nashima
is the Rabban. Nashima is the Rabban. Nashima is the Rabban.
Nashima is the
Rabban.
I don't want to talk. It's right?
I didn't say that.
Okay, fine.
I did not say you're not allowed. Many people are knowing not to be self-conscious.
It's
yeast is per pashtus yeast is number seven. What do you mean?
What about
closed
cereal boxes or all boxes?
It hasn't risen anything. It's in its pure form, whatever.
How do grocery stores sell boxes?
So when it's a half supermarket, they don't have to make them. Those things
that's a shimmish question, though. If let's say you're going to be home late for work. And you have to be by like at 11 o'clock and that. You're better off than having your wife fish.
No, for some reason.
I'm kidding.
For some
reason. Yeah, people can't believe you're Indian by the
Let me tell you, I have to tell you. Certainly, once it's bitten, the Gemara says, the bittel ba'al nasogi. The raisa bittel is enough. The zmanazeh bedika is a drabonon because with the raisa you have bittel.
Where did the golf cart challenge
run? No, you didn't see the newsletter from Alaska?
Alaska.
What do you mean?
The newsletter from your assemblyman.
No.
There's a very good problem.
No,
it's
not something that's doing a special thing. Not over here.
Not Friday?
I saw Friday. Don't you have connections with the
government? Yes, I do. But I want you to know that every year they have a meeting with them and they make a special pickup and in front of the building here they don't.
The whole site looks the same.
They lie. Okay. Okay, I want to discuss something you said about Nashim. There's a Shai Tshuva, if I hate it, that talks. That talks about that sometimes people bisman hazeh we do a perfunctory bedika. We're not so involved in the bedika, which by the way, I mean, I'll discuss more comments on that. And the Shatruva brings that since we have, there are cleaning ladies and people that help, so when Mari Nafshayim, they're very makbid to make sure that they don't, people shouldn't catch them with chametz, that they left chametz over, so they can be samech on them. And coupled with the fact that there's a marshal, where the marshal says that if 3 days before, within 3 days before makom, if makom's clean, and then for 3 days, you're not machnis chametz, it's considered a makom she'ein machnis bar chametz. The chiyuv bedik is only in a makom she'ein machnis bar chametz. If you don't bring chametz, you have to worry about it. You have to be biting those chametz, but if it was cleaned up already. So they said, Lomari Nashah. Now, I want to tell you, by the way, it's very not true. Lomaisa, cleaning ladies are not so great at this, and one should not do it. One should not be sunny on that. One should be careful. Now, let's just go through a few things. First of all, you shouldn't be sunny. You should have to do your bidik yourself. You should do it. You should do your bidik. The Gemara just discussed it. Nashah Matlani. Now, the Gemara says later, Rabbi Isa, very important halachas, okay? You got to move your refrigerator. Okay? Your oven, I don't believe you would move it. I have to tell you something. There's something called Nafalo of Maparilis. Maparilis means if something fell on something that you wouldn't move it, right? And wouldn't cover it, so then it's Kimavur. It's Lashon HaMishnah, it's Kimavur. So the Lashon, your oven, your stove. If your child's toy would go under your oven, would you move your oven to get it?
Yes.
I would say yes. But most, it's a very, very difficult thing. You certainly would move the refrigerator.
Yes.
Okay, so the refrigerator has to whatever you would move in such a thing, you gotta move. You gotta move it and clean it. And those chametz is normally to go. It's apt that chametz goes there. Children's toys, anywhere that children get to, Rabbi Sai, anywhere that children get to is a makom shemachnis and chametz. I have done bedikas chametz and I have found cookies in shoes. Okay, bedikas chametz and. I have a very clean house, but it happens, okay? In radiators, okay, all these different places are very, very important. People's pockets, kids' knapsacks, kids' pockets, some adults' pockets. Thomas has to look at it. Now, Lamaisa, what about...
What do you have to do with Dika on your office?
Okay, very important, very good thing. You should wait till it should be being pointed at night. Because one should be biting at night.
You should go back to...
Or do it the night before. Do it Wednesday night. Stay at work a little later. Do it when it's the earliest man of says, and do it then without a bracha.
If you bring chametz, he owns his chametz.
Now listen, you think you're looking for crumbs. Crumbs are the least of what you're looking for. You're looking for a mamish piece. That's a fucking piece of chametz. That's about as Harubis Chametz, that's
whatever it is.
Vinegar.
Do you have a chiyuv to be putting your hair?
Is that area owned by you? Do you leave things there?
Other than your drawers, that you have no chiyuv.
It's not yours. It's a cubicle. It's not
yours. It's a cubicle.
No, fair enough. And they could really throw you out of your office anytime. Right.
Especially
now, in terms of shluchim, if a person is making a shliach to be baidik, this is an important thing. If you're making a shliach to be baidik yourself, so what you should do is, he should make the bracha. Let's say you're making bedikah with someone else, and they're helping you in the house. If that's the case, they have to stand there with shasri bracha, and they have to, and you might see them with the bracha.
Is the Windex thing still true?
What's the Windex thing?
You spritz something up with
Windex. So we discussed this. The halacha is like this. Let's say you can't get the chametz. If you can't get the chametz, it's mamish, it's not a little of maparos. Right? But if you have chametz somewhere, right, and it's too difficult for you to get to, whatever, right, and it's very, very, very hard. So the issue over here, we discussed this with Windex. The halacha is that chametz that's nifsel, me'achilas kelev, you're not over by your rabbi yimaseyon. As long as it's nifsel before Pesach, before it's manasseh. That's the nifsel where the achilah is kelev before Pesach. You're not over by your rod, and there's no esur hanon on it. There is an esur achilah on it, by the way. But there's no esur hanon, there's no esur by your rod. So, dousing something with Windex, l'chayr makes it into an erot l'achilah. There's an actually very interesting psak that I have, by the way. that I had from Rav Zimmerman, which is a very big chiddush. He said that the person had rat poison, had mouse poison in his house, and the shaila was, is it, the mouse poison is around, they put different things in it that might be that a chametz, but that a chametz. So he's held that even though the actual thing itself is not nifsal, but since it's around, there's poison around it, you can leave it there. You can leave it there and it's considered a star relief, let's go, which is a very, very big
thing. If you talk about the Bobek from there, the Ashrael is on his brother from Zad, he's sort of feels together, and feeling that.
On what?
The poison that he puts out, whatever poison, whatever concoction he has. He said he has shyness about it.
Yeah.
And he said that he doesn't do any jobs for from people that make him lay. You know.
You mean, a what's it called?
Exterminate.
He
hopes
he
said he spoke.
I can't believe
he even
went there.
How do we know? Maybe it's related to the cat. I'm not just